This
is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
The top stories. Cybersecurity experts have questioned whether TalkTalk's data protection systems are up to the job after a third cyber attack against the telecoms firm in a year. The company's now received a ransom demand from hackers who've supposedly gained access to sensitive customer information. TalkTalk's chief executive, Dido Harding, has this advice for people who are concerned.
If someone calls you up and they tell you that you've got a problem and ask for access to your computer, don't give it to them. They're a criminal. They're not TalkTalk or any other company. Equally, if they call up or email you and ask you to input your personal bank details, don't do it.
People on the Pacific coast of Mexico are being told to take cover ahead of a hurricane making landfall there. Patricia could end up being the third biggest storm ever recorded, with a resort popular with British tourists, Puerto Vallarta, in its path. Gordon Johnstone, a holiday goer at the resort, has been moved into the lobby of his hotel for safety. He says they're expecting a big one.
It could be a grade 5. The waves could be as high as the third floor. They've handed out toilet paper and toiletries and pillows, so I wouldn't expect it's going to be that comfortable.
Seven people have been taken to hospital after a car mounted the pavement outside a shopping centre in Guildford in Surrey. The 92-year-old driver apparently had a blackout and fell unconscious. An official report into the Glasgow police helicopter crash has recommended all such aircraft are fitted with black box flight recorders. Air accident investigators say the pilot failed to respond to low fuel warnings.
Crucially, two fuel pumps were switched off during this flight, which meant that both engines ran out of fuel from their individual supply tanks.
Police in Sweden are now formally treating a sword attack at a school as a racially motivated hate crime. Anton Lundin Peterson killed a pupil and a teacher before being fatally shot by officers. In local news, disorder occurred in Leeds Crown Court as a teenager was convicted of murder today. The teenager, who is currently unnamed, attempted to flee after being sentenced to a minimum of 15 years in custody for the stabbing of 27-year-old Christopher Wade almost 6 months ago. One man was arrested after shattering a toughened glass barrier and his family detained during the disruption. Police say the investigation into precisely what happened is ongoing. Leeds City Council environment bosses are considering free parking for electric cars in the city centre as part of a raft of measures to urgently improve air quality. It follows recent news that Leeds is at severe risk of being fined millions of euros if it doesn't manage to hit its European emissions target by 2020. And finally, the mischievous meerkats at Tropical World, who were put into isolation after an audacious breakout attempt, are now back in their enclosure. Bosses at Tropical World say they will now be keeping an extra close eye on the meerkats to ensure no more escape plans are being hatched. And now, looking at the weather, tonight will be dry and mostly cloudy with a few clear spells at first, although by the end of the night some outbreaks of rain will be happening in the west of Leeds. Moving into the weekend proper and Saturday morning promises to be wet. However, come sunset, we'll be looking at a clear but chilly end to the daytime. Sunday will be generally dry and fine, although that only sets us up for a rather unsettled week ahead weather-wise.
This
is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.